The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Podcast listeners are listening longer, says Cumulus's Westwood One, who has published its podcast download Fall 2020 report. It's their fourth annual study. Among the findings, Spotify is closing the gap with Apple Podcasts. By total listeners, it's close. 22% say they use Apple the most. 20% say they use Spotify the most. We'll link to that today from our show notes and our newsletter. Do podcasts compete with music listening? Spotify has an R&D division, we discover, and released some data in April saying as people pick up podcast listening, they tend to add it to their previous habits. So music listening remains almost the same once people discover podcasts. It's good news for musicians, although possibly not quite so good news for Spotify, who's hoping they wouldn't have to pay anybody for their podcasts, we would guess. Podcast analytics and attribution company Chartable has raised $2.25 million in seed funding. The company is tracking 1 billion downloads a month. PodTrack, its nearest competitor, tracks 1.5 billion. We use that, so congratulations to Dave and Harish. Jackmate's Happy Hour from Stakhanov has become a Spotify exclusive. In a YouTube video, Jack announces, "Spotify has offered me a life-changing amount of money. This is a game-changer for us," and adds, "I've never had any communication with YouTube." Former NBC and Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly is to launch her own podcast network without the constraints or political agendas of other media outlets, she says. Devil May Care Media's first release will be The Megyn Kelly Show. Coincidence? Recordia for Mac OS is a simple audio recorder that sits in your menu bar. It records lossless if you like and could be good for safety copies. Congratulations to podcast host Blueberry, who have a free virtual event tomorrow to celebrate 15 years in business. They have trivia and prize giveaways. Congratulations, Todd and Mike and everyone else. Ad Large Media has a new logo, a bold new look from the same great company. You'll find it in our newsletter today. And a Redditor is building a Mac-based audio editor for podcasts. They want your help to learn more about your production process. We've a new section in Pod News. It's going to happen every Monday. It's called The Tech Stuff. It's with RSS.com, who are an excellent podcast host. Normally, it's not going to make it into this podcast, but today it is. It's aimed at developers and technologists working within podcasting, so here goes. The Podcast Index has added a language field taken from the podcast's RSS and plans to add a detected language field in future to catch those podcasters who haven't correctly set it. Joe Marocca has also produced SVG versions of the Podcast Index. His logo, which we now show in our own search. The website's development documentation has moved to pages on GitHub, and Hypercatcher is now using the Podcast Index, according to Adam Curry. Is podcasting ready for IPv6? Asks Thomas Barrasso. He notes that some of the largest podcast hosts still don't support IPv6, and that some phones in India are now IPv6 only, at least for media files. If you don't support IPv6, you're losing listeners, especially in emerging markets, he says. Alessandro Diaferio used Google Cloud Platform to produce transcripts for his podcast in Italian. We link to his notes in English on how he managed it. Marco Arment writes a tongue-in-cheek clarification of Apple's in-app purchase rules, which are ever so slightly opaque. And after we reported a bug, Chartable are now correctly setting an RSS user agent. We have more details and best practice linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. And in podcast news, 70 Million is back for season 3 for its season premiere. 70 Million takes you inside Chicago's Cook County Jail during a rapid outbreak of COVID-19. Spotify's Parcast launches Incredible Feats today. It's a daily show profiling amazing achievements made by people from all over the world, hosted by Dan Cummins. It's a Spotify original, available everywhere. Returning last week, Meddling Adults is a podcast game show for charity, with two guests solving children's mysteries from classic series like Scooby-Doo. It was the caretaker. We also link to how they made it in our show notes and our newsletter today. And Good Morning Podcasts is a podcast in English and in Spanish. Each week they talk to interesting people in the podcasting scene. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.